grab your passports and raise your glasses, because it's time to embark on a spirited journey around the world with Boozed Up Brits Abroad. We're your hosts, Steph
and Sam,
and we're thrilled to welcome you to our podcast.
Hold it.
3, 2, 1, go.
Welcome back. I don't know what is. No, what's
welcome
that?
Back, welcome back.
No, you did it wrong as well. That was shit.
I was doing nice. Oh.
What's Susie Cato's one?
Sue, what?
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Boozed Up Brits Abroad. Today we have two very special guests with us. We've got three very special guests with us. We have Polly and Rob, our friends, and also Jin, one of our
Yay.
Dogs, who has decided she can't miss out on being part of this group tonight.
We do not condone alcohol with puppies.
No.
Too young.
We're too young.
Alcohol.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Alcohol and puppies is the goods.
I turned out all right.
Did you? Did you know?
I don't know what that's got to do with puppies.
You were puppy.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, so...
what are we drinking today?
Today we're on South Africa.
South Africa.
Africa.
South Africa.
Jesus. And we are going to be drinking Amarula, which is like Bailey's.
Milk.
So, cream liqueur.
Brown cows.
Brown cows.
It's brown.
<I think. sighs> And what flavour do pink cows make?
Strawberry milk.
Raspberry.
Raspberry. Wasn't expecting that. Okay, so off the back of the bottle, we have, once a year, the marula trees bear fruit. The exotic scent draws elephants from miles around to come and get a taste. That's when we know it's time to hand harvest the ripe yellow fruit. The marula fruit is then distilled and matured in aged French oak for 2 years before being blended with fresh cream, which makes this Amarula. So
the elephants
delicious.
Come and drink it?
No, they eat the fruit.
What, and then they milk the elephants?
No.
I got nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
It's a very different kind of drink. I assume elephants make milk, right?
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah, they're a mammal.
All right. I don't make milk. Well, baby batter, but not milk.
Got nipples?
Well, the rule of a mammal is that they have memories, so they have nips, and that's where the milk comes from.
Yeah. Off topic. Nothing to
so
do
anyway,
with
it. Anyway, is that? I don't quite well. I crack it for the ASMR.
Come on. Ooh la la.
Sounded good. So, as always, we will start with a shot. So this might take a while because we've got 4 to pour this time.
Yeah, coming up in here, drinking all of our
That's a good
glug.
Take one, pass it along.
Pass the parcel. Don't open it yet, though.
Oh, that is a good ASMR.
Yeah. I just went to smell the empty glass I have.
Delicious. Not as cold as I thought it would be.
Oh. Chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Milk.
It does
a
smell a bit fruity.
Milk.
Fruity.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a...
No, you can just smell Rob from that end of the couch. You big fruit.
Okay, everyone. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Pinkies in.
That's quite nice.
That's weird. I wasn't expecting that.
What were you expecting?
It's not... It's
I was
not
expecting
like
it to be more...
Like Bailey's.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's way thicker, way creamier than Bailey's.
And fruitier.
Yeah.
Because obviously Bailey's isn't fruity.
No.
No, that's quite nice.
As someone who won't do a shot without a gun to her head, delicious.
Good job we're not doing bourbon in America again, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was talk of doing tequila tonight, but Polly protested.
Put the kibosh on that one.
Okay, so some facts about South Africa. Well, alcohol in South Africa. So apparently South Africa has a huge alcohol problem.
Just like the rest.
You're joking.
Yeah. So they're like in the top 20 countries in the world for alcohol abuse.
Where is New Zealand on that list?
I don't know. I didn't look at the list.
It'd be quite up there, surely.
Australia's like...
Like abuse? One of like the top. Alcohol abuse, like binge drinking?
Binge drinking, yeah. Alcoholism.
Just alcohol stuff
There's
in
nothing
general.
There's wrong with binge drinking.
Is there not?
As long as you go to bed at a respectful hour.
That's got nothing to do with binge drinking.
I don't think your liver cares about...
What time you go to sleep.
Yeah.
And if you do it on Friday...
Excuse me, sir, this is your liver speaking. Go to bed at 8 p.m.
All right, will do.
I will be fine.
Roger that.
Daylight savings. Can we go bed at 9?
Daylight savings!
Don't think your liver's going to listen
anyway,
to that.
Anyway, South Africa has a bad binge drinking problem.
Yeah, so they are trying to bring in, they've been trying to bring in since like 2018, but they've been trying to bring in new laws around drinking. So they want to up the drinking age from 18 to 21.
Good luck.
They want to ban advertising of alcohol, because apparently that's a huge contributing factor. And they want to restrict the trading days of alcohol.
As in, like, the days that you can buy alcohol, like, in the store? Or, like, go to the pub and have a beer?
It didn't state the details. But...
I mean, it's effectively what they're trying to do in New Zealand, right? Like, so you think about alcohol advertising doesn't really come on the TV until after 9 p.m.
I don't know, I don't watch TV.
I know you don't.
No, we don't.
But when,
I don't know
the but when me and Grandad are watching the news...
You still have a satellite?
You don't? Yeah, we still have free-to-air. We watch 3 News. And so we will have that kind of thing on the TV. So when we watch TV and after 9 p.m, that's when the Heineken ads and stuff come on. So... I can kind of understand it, but I genuinely don't think that not having those ads on TV has an effect.
It might help with the
It might
the
do in kids. South Africa.
The kids.
Yeah, not New Zealand.
Yup.
It might help the younger generation as they're like coming up. Drinking age. Like,
to be fair, I'm a drunk non-alcoholic, but the ads on TV had nothing to do with that.
No. I think also in South Africa they have quite a problem with like young people below 18.
Yeah.
Abusing alcohol.
Mm.
So even though it's not legal.
They do it anyway.
They do it anyway, which is...
Which we don't
Naughty.
Do here. You'd never see it.
It's naughty.
Naughty.
That's lies. I think it's time for us to try a cocktail.
Cocktail.
Our Amarula. Which
Amarula.
We might need to pass our glasses down to Sam.
Which glass? How big is the cocktail?
So the cocktail that we're going to try is called an...
A 12-inch cocktail.
Slake.
Ooh la la.
An Amarula.
This is why I decided to come on here.
To pick up some cocktails. 12-inch
cocktails. 12-inch cocktails.
Well, I need your glasses then, don't I?
Yeah, so this is an Amarula Sunset Safari. So, yeah, your poly glass.
Lop it.
Bob it.
Mine and Sam's glasses, please.
Holly.
Lolly. And you'll also have to pass in the Amarula.
Oh.
So, in this goes some ice cubes.
Cubes.
Oh, the ASMR.
The rope on it's pretty cool.
Not really sure what the rope is for.
Yeah, I don't know what the rope represents,
Sailors.
Of course it would.
I mean, I don't know how many sailors you have in South Africa.
I used to have friends that were South African, and they would, like, pull them off the bottle and, like stretch them out and wear them as, like, bracelets when they were, like, young.
Right.
So it was like a rite of passage was to wear, like, all these Amarula bracelets. So, I don't know, I could be wrong. Forgive me if I'm wrong.
Next.
Then you want to do the big side of the short thing of Amarula. Ginny, stay away from the alcohol, please.
Bloop.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Bloop.
I feel like it's it like after the first few, it lost its bloop, bloop, bloopness.
We're blooping.
I know how that feels.
You lost your bloop, bloop, bloopness.
You lose your bloop, bloop, bloop.
You are playing a risky game,
that,
Bob.
Honestly, Bob's.
I don't think you realise quite how quickly the alcohol goes to your head in these.
Next.
15, so the small size of the Disaronno Almond Liqueur.
Tell me what to do.
No, but I thought it was going to be like a...
Yeah, well, you were wrong.
How very dare you pull
like William's bum hole. Steph knows what I mean.
I do. And it's off another podcast before people think that we know... we have a friend called William whose arsehole sounds like that.
Do we know?
What?
it's a gal's thing.
Did you get this bottle from the museum? It's very dusty.
No, we got it from the liquor store.
We got it from the local liquor store. It's probably been sitting there for 5 years.
Dinsdale, pretty close.
Because nobody actually buys it.
Because no one in Dinsdale has taste.
Damn, that smells strong, huh? Favourite Italian liqueur.
Liqueur.
Right.
Oh.
And then this one.
Yeah. And then same, the little one again of that one. Which is limoncello, citrus liqueur. That'll be a pop.
Oh,
that was nice.
Sexy.
Sounded good.
That's what she said.
Such a kill.
Oh.
Almost as sexy as Jenny's snoring.
Oh, yeah. Sorry if you get some snores on the audio. I can hear, I can feel her snoring on my foot.
Yes.
So this is also meant to have some cinnamon in it, but we're not going for the cinnamon because...
Sam doesn't like cinnamon.
Sam will have a tantrum.
Oh! No, well, we'll do some tequila then, shall we?
She said that, not me. I said someone doesn't like cinnamon, and she went, Sam doesn't like cinnamon.
Who doesn't like tequila?
Me.
We'll do some tequila then, shall we?
Holly doesn't like it. That's fine.
I'm not doing Mexico.
That one's Steph's one.
Thank you.
That one's Polly's one.
Actually, I don't know what they say in South Africa. There must be like an Afrikaans.
Lekker.
Afrikaans.
What does
they don't say Afrikaans.
Afrikaans.
No, they say...
I don't know what cheers is in Afrikaans.
Well, lekker is like good.
Lekker. But.
Lekker.
But. Is it not that's like bro, isn't it?
Yeah, or
but.
China.
China.
I can't say China. From where? She's Afrikaans.
Yeah,
China.
Get her on the phone.
China.
Hang on, where's my phone?
Mercia.
Who's Mercia?
His counsellor.
Sorry.
Oh, I thought you said counsellor.
She's getting her wages on Thursdays.
Right, crack on.
Cheers.
Tintin.
We're finding out what cheers is in Afrikaans.
Afrikaans.
I know naughty words.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No.
Oh. Gesundheit?
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 Cheers in Zulu.
Can't you just do the thing where you press it and it says it?
Gesundheit.
Gesundheit. Near enough.
Cheers.
Gesundheit.
Cheers.
That tastes like that dessert.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That dessert. What dessert?
That lemon meringue.
From where?
Well, I don't know. Everywhere. Where'd you get lemon meringue from?
Somewhere we're going for brunch tomorrow. Where do we get that lemon meringue from?
It does taste a bit like lemon meringue. That's probably the limoncello.
It's very nice.
But it is very nice.
Very sickly, though. You couldn't drink heaps of these.
No, you do one.
Mm.
You do, yeah. Maybe two. Depending on how your night's going.
Yeah.
It's very easy to drink, though. Yeah. It's a hell of a lot better than last week.
Forgive me, but what was last week?
Last week was turkey, and it was raka.
Raka.
And it was it was fine as a shot.
It was brilliant.
It kind of tasted like sambuca as a shot. And then you put water in it.
Oh, yeah, you don't have it with water. It's not good.
Well, you have it with water as a cocktail, and that's the cocktail.
No, that's how they
You drink it traditionally.
Yeah. What kind of absolute sociopath drinks something like that?
Turkish people.
But that's what you're meant to do with ouzo as well, is you put water with it, which is very similar to But anyway, we're getting off topic. Wrong country.
This is delightful.
It's quite good, actually, yeah.
Yeah. Not bad.
So, when do you think alcohol came to South Africa?
1915.
1915? Only in the last century?
Yeah.
Hang on, came to South Africa? As in they discovered it or made their own?
Either way. Like, when did alcohol in South Africa start?
Oh, I don't know how to say anything without it sounding racist. 1840?
How do you say a number and sound racist?
She's basically saying, was it white people?
1601.
So is it the Dutch?
Was it pre-apartheid or post-apartheid?
The Dutch invaded South Africa in the 1600s.
And that's where they got the Afrikaans.
Sorry, it's not actually that bad an accent.
Yeah.
So anyway, black tribes made beer before anyone in South Africa.
Ate beer?
Made beer.
Oh, I thought you said ate beer.
There's a Bantu.
They had 8 different types of beer.
There's a Bantu beer, which they consider a food and a drink. So there's something in Bantu beer that's like a product, byproduct that you can eat.
Moju.
Is
it a fruit? Like a fruit?
Bantu? Well, you're asking past my knowledge here.
Don't come to me with these semi facts.
What year was it then?
I don't know the year. They've just been making it since people started fermenting stuff.
Oh, when South Africa got alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
The point was there wasn't anyone that brought it. Like, the black tribes that lived in South Africa were making it way before anyone invaded them.
Oh, so you don't know?
No. There's no, like, historical record of it.
There's no date where they first started making booze.
They created
That's not a very good fact, then, is it? Because we don't have an answer for it.
No, but I mean, unlike...
I mean, it was quite good, wasn't it? Because you didn't know, and now you learnt something.
But we still don't know when it happened, do we?
Anyway, whatever they made, delicious.
It was before the 1600s, because it was before the white people invaded.
Right.
So it wasn't like New
Zealand. 2000 AB.
No. So it wasn't like New Zealand where there was no...
Or is it BC?
There was nothing.
BC.
Was
nothing. AB.
No, they were
2000 AB, C, D, E, F, G.
After Bob's.
But European after Bob's. Beer and beer as we know beer now was brought in by the Europeans.
But were the native Suffrigans?
Yeah.
Afrikaans?
No, not the Afrikaans.
Not the Afrikaans.
Oh, they're different.
What
makes them different?
Colour of the skin?
Afrikaans is a language that certain members of... I don't know how to say it without sounding racist. It's a very...
It's the white people.
It's a very fine line. The white people speak Afrikaans.
You got black people, white people.
And you got apartheid. And so
feel like you don't know, because you don't. You just be racist, and it can get
I'm
edited.
I'm not
going
to be racist, but so
how dare you racist bitch!
Whatever I say is going to sound.
You racist bigot.
Hey there, fellow adventure seekers and beverage enthusiasts. We're reaching out to ask you for your support in keeping the spirits high and the stories flowing on Boozed Up Brits Abroad. Our show takes you on a global journey through drinks, cultures, and captivating histories, and we're excited to continue bringing you these unique experiences. Here's how you can help. Join our Patreon community for exclusive perks, early access, and a chance to shape our upcoming episodes. Treat us to a virtual drink or two to show your appreciation for our content. or share our podcast with friends and family who love travel, culture, and a good drink.
When you go to South Africa, they're very different.
Have you been? I've never.
I have been.
Steph's been.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I went from Johannesburg and then trekked across to Durban. Not trekked, in a bus.
I was going to say, you walked.
What, did you ride a springboard on the way?
I got my hiking boots out and my walking sticks, and I trekked from one state to another.
Did you see any aminals?
Yeah, I went on safaris.
Did you?
Yeah. It was really cool. And we stayed in one hotel where we woke up and there were giraffes like right by our window.
Oh, that's the dream.
Yeah, it was really cool.
I had people ride elephants to school in South Africa.
Yeah.
No, it's not true. They bullshitted me.
When it gets real cold, when it like in the middle of winter, you take your shoes off and jump in the elephant turds to warm your feet up.
I thought the buffalo cuddle you.
What? The buffalo.
Yeah. Cuddle you?
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe.
Right. Yeah.
Think about it.
What was the question again? Something about race?
Oh, Afrikaans.
Afrikaans.
The Afrikaans.
Afrikaans is very much a Dutch...
So the Afrikaans are white, is what you're telling me.
So the Dutch that invaded
South Africa, Safrika,
brought Afrikaans.
What is it called?
Afrikaans evolved from that. And then, so there are black people in South Africa that speak Afrikaans. Because it's one of the main languages.
Yeah.
So that and English are the well, I don't know if they're the legal main, but the black tribes over there have so many different languages. So, but most people there will speak English and Afrikaans.
Yeah.
Like black and white. But it's the white Dutch.
You'll find a lot of people that will
colonizers that
will have grown up knowing Afrikaans is their first language. So a lot of the people that we know in New Zealand who have moved here from South Africa will know Afrikaans as their first language, but they don't speak English as their first language, they don't speak Dutch as their first language, but they know a little mix of the two, and it's a little bit of a broken English.
I left the conversation.
I did one of those, you know, when someone's talking. I do this at work all the time when someone's talking to me, and I'm just like, and then you tune in, you go, oh yeah, Dutch, right? What? Yeah, carry on.
So anyway, even though tribes were making alcohol before they were South Africa was colonized, at some point, I'm not sure what the date was, but at some point, probably around apartheid, it was made illegal for blacks to make, consume, purchase alcohol at all.
All part of apartheid.
Mm, and so it wasn't until 1962, I think it was, that the laws were changed and black people anyone over the age of 18 could
drink again.
The drink.
That's when the drinking problem started, obviously.
Oh, that's when.
Yep.
I mean, Google does say that is when it started. The problem started, but I think that's probably because there's more people that are able to drink, rather than it being
all of our opinions and whatever aside. It's a rough country. Sorry, it's a rough place to be brought up.
There's some really nice places in South Africa.
Oh, not
I've seen them on the television box.
There's some beautiful places.
On the television.
Yeah.
There's some beautiful places.
Yeah, 100%. They've got lions and tigers.
And bears. Oh, my.
Drafties.
A bit of Wizard of Oz for you there.
Drafties.
Anything you want. It's hard to come up with facts about somewhere like South Africa without dabbling into the apartheid stuff and not, you know, being
politically correct. Anyone who's listening to this podcast right now, I hope you've got a drink. And every time Polly has said apartheid, you've got to have a shot. Because she said it at least six times, right?
No,
you'll be twatted by the end.
Someone that before we started this podcast was like, I don't want to talk about apartheid.
Don't talk about apartheid. Do you know what the worst thing is? I'm going to have to listen to this back and then take a shot every time I say apartheid.
You just said it twice within a minute.
Well, there goes my knickers. Wow.
That's a different show, Polly.
Oh, no. Is that?
Probably not with the amount of swearing on this podcast, but...
Fuck.
I've not said one swear word. I've said no swear words. I've said a lot of apartheid, but no swear words.
Yeah, just slip another one in there.
Another shot.
Like dead. Anyway, here's to South Africa. Beautiful, creamy,
very sweet though.
Quite nice though.
I
love it.
What would you rate it? Out of a 10, Steph, what would you rate it?
I would probably rate it a 7.
That's pretty high.
Because I like it, but I can't keep drinking it.
No,
it's too sweet
one and
for
done.
Me. Well, we've had two, but...
Oh, sorry. Two and...
Two and done.
See you.
Well, you're not two and done, because you've got to have another one in a minute.
Yeah, I've got to have our final shot. But, like, if I wasn't drinking it for this...
Yeah, you'd just have the... Like, you'd have it as, like, a nightcap, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
That'd be a good one.
It's probably quite nice over ice, which I think is how you're meant to have it.
Like a Bailey's.
Mm.
I quite like it. I'd rate it about a 6.57.
Yeah.
Looks quite nice, yeah.
Ginny, can you please stop scratching your face?
That is intense, Ginny.
In case you guys weren't paying attention to me.
Calm down.
She's having Ginny. A moment.
Jen.
Thank you. Thank you, baby.
Yeah. All right. I suppose that's it.
We've got to do our shot.
Oh, yeah, leaving shot.
Mm.
You just got to top up on your beer before you...
Yeah.
Before you just lash out.
Okay.
Just to make sure. Just extra wasted.
I'm just going to pass the bottle down this time.
Yeah. Robert?
Good.
You've got your own glass. Oh, Polly's gone.
Polly's gone.
Oh, God, this is going to end badly.
I spilled on myself after all that.
Thank God you clarified.
Cheers.
Cheers. Enough. No pinky finger. Eye contact, Polly. God damn it. And swallow.
Shouting swallow at us.
Oops, I spilled.
No clinking, it's common.
Yeah. Clinking's common.
Unless you're a pirate.
Syphilis.
Unless you're a pirate and you don't have your pinky out, unless you've got syphilis, Bobbit.
Don't judge him.
So I actually learned something the other day. Do you know why pirates and that used to do it back in the day?
To make sure there was no poison in your drink.
Yeah, so when they clink, it spills into each other's drink.
Yeah.
Oh, so if you were trying to, like...
If you're trying to poison someone,
mate,
yeah.
You wouldn't want to clink. Cheers.
You wouldn't want to cheers because you'd spill into each other's drink and poison each other.
Was it rum? It was always rum.
It was whatever you were drinking.
Well, it was whatever you were drinking, yeah. That's the end of that episode. But, so we're done with
it. So, bye everyone.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
That's a wrap on today's journey with Boozed Up Brits Abroad. But hey, the adventure never truly ends. Remember, the fun continues on all your favourite platforms. Connect with us on YouTube, Facebook and Instagram and share your thoughts and let us know what you've been sipping on while you listen. And if you've got suggestions for future destinations, we're all ears.
As always, see you next year.